The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Are, ladies and gentlemen, another global broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and I return weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. This is InfoWars, radio / television merged, so that we can document the claims we're making here to another level. Now, coming up, I do want to open the phones up on the Sunday broadcast, and I also want to try to get to as much news as possible because there's just so much to cover here. But first off, we need to really get the word out to everybody that the entire modern liberal social engineering movement is about causing discord and unhappiness in the general population and then misdirecting the rebellion that's being stirred up by the system into establishing even greater forms of oppression and tyranny. And a great example of that is a story that's the top of Drudge. Drudge has big screenshots of it. It's also up on InfoWars.com. Beyonce, urban terrorist in new video, baseball bat rampage. And we'll play some of the video. We can't play the audio because there's so much cussing. And, you know, you already see the Super Bowl with her up there in a anti-police rant, and then now we see her running around with a bunch of little girls skipping behind her. The message is learning how to be a woman is smashing cars up with a baseball bat because you hate men. So war against the police, war against men, that's going to really get you ahead in life. And then everybody sits there, I guess in Chicago especially, who's seen their crime rate double, already the highest crime rate in the world until 2015. Since then, since the middle of 2015, a year later, according to the Associated Press, the crime rate has doubled. Now, obviously, there are problems with our militarized police. There are obvious issues. I'm someone who's exposed them, one of the most prominent people. But that doesn't mean we just blame the average police officer. We blame ourselves for allowing our government to be run by criminals that are turning the police into tools of control. But then when you condition the public to run around and act like wild criminals in the street, know she's a beautiful woman now because she's out smashing everything, engaged in these forms of anarchy behavior, you're setting these groups up to be basically imprisoned, to basically be set up, and to play the role of criminals. And I talked about MTV in the early 1990s. A lot of top rock stars that I personally know were called into meetings and told, you either merge with gangster rap or promote crime in the streets and drug dealing, or we're going to not air your music anymore. And, of course, a lot of hip-hop folks have come out and said when they wouldn't go along, people that are already very popular in the early 1990s, when they wouldn't go along with gangsterism and murder and criminality, they were told, okay, we're not going to air your stuff. So this is what the establishment wants. And Beyonce and all these other groups act like they're all gangster and they're tough and they're cool. They're on Sumner Redstone's Viacom, MTV, the biggest news corporation, biggest media corporation in the world, owns CBS, you name it. They are on the Super Bowl, Fox. And this is what they're pushing as we sit here and critique this garbage being pointed at children, being pushed at the population. Fireballs going off, anarchy. In real world, a woman running around doing this will get shot. Just like the lady we saw 2 weeks ago with a battle axe trying to kill a cop. And the Black Lives Matter people freaked out. She'd already battle axed one person, tried to battle axe the cop. He shot her, and people said it was wrong. You got her as a wild-eyed woman running around, and you got Michelle Obama, it's all a script, out saying, how dare Louisiana and other states pass laws saying Christians can't be persecuted? She's all upset and mad about it at a commencement speech. And all these foreign countries are canceling trips to the U.S., but not to Muslim countries where they behead homosexuals. That's okay.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one?
Little sister, who's the only one?
Hard to believe it's already Sunday, the 24th day of April 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock, all time Central. InfoWars.com/show. To find affiliates, listings, free iPhone apps, Droid apps, podcast links, video podcast links, and so much more, Infowars.com/show. Or when you're on Infowars.com, just go up to the radio show tab, and that will give you links to everything, including the free video feeds, audio feeds, and more. So you can also send that out on your email, Facebook, Twitter. The power of you, the audience, taking action. And getting other folks to tune into the broadcast, to watch the videos, to read the reports, to look at the legislation we're covering, will be earth-shattering. InfoWars, in its 21-year history, has already had a gigantic effect. And we've only begun to fight. The metrics in which we operate are exponential, are compounding, and are extremely, extremely effective thanks to you taking action. So I salute the listeners and viewers who are not behind us, but are, again, as I've said many times, right beside us and at the heart of what we do. I was watching a report on Infowars.com yesterday that David Knight filed, where he was talking about, why do we even have public restrooms? The original term from a restroom is a privy, meaning private. And why in this so-called nation, or in the West for that matter, is the biggest issue we discuss people changing their sex and who can go in what bathroom? I mean, this is comical. This is the total joke. While our collective Bill of Rights is being shredded, our collective freedoms are being destroyed, our sovereignty is being destroyed, trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of taxpayer dollars are signed on to prop up foreign banks. Our government is opening our borders up to radical jihadists. There's an open attack on the family, and all we hear about all day is about how this company or this public school or that public school are creating new bathrooms or saying men can go in women's and women can go in men's. This is all just a way you confuse a species. And in the globalist research, in the globalist think tank documents going back to the 50s and 60s, they talk about confusing the sexes for depopulation, opening salvo, pushing homosexuality. That's a fact. We always preface this with, we're not against gay people. I'm not going to use the politically correct word, because as soon as you start using the politically correct word, next it's you can't say mother or father, because someone may not have a mother or father, or someone may not be a he or she, so you can't say that. This is happening. This is the takeover of language. And I shouldn't have to, or David Knight shouldn't have to preface, listen, we're not against transgenders, but this whole agenda is about total federal and international control and UN laws about what type of bathrooms you have. Now, there's the headline from a year ago. School children told to call kids purple penguins because boys and girls is not inclusive to transgender. See, your identity can't exist. You must be assimilated. And that's the real message pushed by all the big TV shows and movies for decades. I would wonder, what is all this transgender stuff getting pushed? And I thought it was just some Hollywood fetish or something. No. Then I read it into the think tank documents that we've covered here, and it's all about coming in, ending the family, the nuclear family, making the state in control, reducing population, and that's what's going on here. And the West, that's the most open and the most historically liberal, is being targeted. The British government came out 2 weeks ago and said, do not travel to the North Carolina or to Louisiana because, you know, they have laws against you. All it says is Christians can't be persecuted for their beliefs. But even British newspapers went, but wait a minute. The very same British government doesn't tell you to go to Saudi Arabia or don't go to Dubai or wherever where you'll be killed if you're a homosexual. Or Cirque du Soleil out of Canada canceled trips to the U.S. saying that, you know, our people are in danger of being attacked. Oh, bull. But are still going to Dubai and Saudi Arabia. You, there it is, CNN, UK issues travel warning about anti-LGBT laws in the U.S. So we have people running around having hissy fits and getting caught getting fake cakes that they get a cake from a store and they put insults about themselves on it just to get attention. And every day people get caught putting swastikas in their front yard or swastikas in their dorms or saying lacrosse team raped them. And it always, 99% of the time, turns out to be pure bull. So this is what's going on, and then you see Beyonce in her new music video that's up on Infowars.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com. Urban terrorist in new video, baseball bat rampage, shows little girls skipping behind her while she runs around blowing up buildings, burning things down, beating up cars with a baseball bat. And she looks hideously ugly. She didn't see that ugly. It's weird. The most establishment Viacom, the most establishment Fox, the most establishment, attack the police, riot, burn stuff. And it's all these cheering black people saying how great she is. This is what they're selling. And then even two of my friends have seen this in Austin the last few months. Groups of young black kids coming up to baseball fields and parks and screaming for white people to get out and to leave. And you see the racial attacks in the news all over the country, but they try to spin it and say it isn't, and they sing the Beyonce songs when they do it. And this is just the government and the system dividing and conquering, just like all the transsexual business. And then I was watching David Knight's report, and I meant to actually print this article. I had even seen this a week ago, and I hadn't even covered it. A federal judge ruled that boys in elementary school, middle school, high school can use the girls' showers and vice versa if they see themselves as a girl, even with male genitalia. But then I remember another story about another federal judge got caught drunk in a parking lot peeing. I think a lot of people probably done that. And he got lost his job. Remember last year, I'm going to pull up both those articles for me. I forgot to tell you, sorry. When we come back, I'll give people examples, actual names. I forgot to pull it from my stack. He lost his job for indecent exposure, even though it was an adult cop driving by, saw him with his door open, peeing. Nobody could see it. Yeah, there's the headline we'll put up on screen right now for TV viewers. California citizens seek referendum to block transgender public bathroom use. Petition currently bottled up in court. Yeah, that's another case. The one with the federal judge was ruled that boys can use girls' showers and vice versa. Now, imagine you've got an 11-year-old daughter and there's somebody that thinks they're a girl, and they walk in, and they have male genitals. This is meant to just, this is the new rights, though. The NSA is going to spy on you. The border is going to be wide open. Foreign banks can rob you. Yeah, there it is. Federal court orders school to allow girls to use boys' restroom. Yeah, that's just the one on that. It's showers this last week. They ruled showers. The ruling actually says showers. So, see, they give you all these faux rights. You have a right in Travis County, where I live, to pay for other people's abortions. They actually have a hospital tax tagged onto your property tax. You have the right in San Francisco and many other cities to pay for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 sex changes and plastic surgery, fake breasts, and everything. Hey, if a guy wants to have it cut off and have fake breasts, knock yourself out, bro. The point is, I shouldn't have to... Oh, I get it. If I don't give you money, I'm a bigot. This is the mental illness. And this is psychologically done. How does America the Great fall? How does Europe fall? All discussing where they poo-poo and pee-pee and their wee-wees. I mean, this is what we've become. It's arrested development in the population, then we're given this mass mental illness.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio, 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 radio.
We're going to have open phones in the second hour, maybe even by the last segment of this hour. I'll get the number out in the next segment. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news website is Infowars.com. If that site's ever down, which it rarely is, PrisonPlanet.com is a backup. It's not just a mirror. It has some original content as well. It's also very important for all the viewers and listeners to stay in contact with us with more and more censorship happening on Twitter, Facebook, even YouTube, and big efforts to try to shut us up and others up. That's been all over the news. This attack on free speech worldwide is intensifying. Email is one of the hardest ways for them to block us. It's very important. We send out a lot of exclusive content, news articles, videos, you name it, at Infowars.com/newsletter. Just put your email in there or a new email you create, and we will send you a lot of really exclusive information, including a lot of promo codes, coupons, you name it, for the store, InfoWarsStore.com, that carries some of the best books, videos, pro-liberty apparel, Hillary for Prison shirts, incredible nutraceuticals, and more, including the new Make America Free Again. I've made a hat pretty much like Trump's Made in America, a blue one, a camo one, and a red one, and they're Made in America, super high quality. And we have those now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Just an example of why it's important to sign up for the new free newsletter, because there's a lot of promo codes that are in that, hint, hint. Sometimes specials up to 50% just for people that are members of the InfoWars Insider Newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. The system does a lot to try to block folks from tuning into the broadcast, so I suggest everybody do their best to get as many people to tune in as you can, especially people that are tuning in on AM and FM stations around the country. It's so easy to tell your neighbors, your coworkers, folks at church, you name it, to tune in to the local station you're listening to right now. And you can send out the free iPhone app, Droid app, links to anybody as well. This is how we reach more people. It's simply amazing. Okay. Let me just tell you in this segment what is coming up. I kind of went off on a jag about the whole transgender stuff. We're going to get into huge news. Senator investigating Clinton emails says the FBI could possibly leak info if the Justice Department does not call for her indictment. Clinton's also stormed Connecticut with an anti-gun message. Hilarious video and audio we're going to play. Donald Trump does hilarious impression of Crooked Hillary as a robot reading off teleprompters. Oh, the 9/11 Commission tries to confuse the public and says no Saudi smoking gun. The news has been running with this all weekend. The 9/11 Commission took a report from the Bushes, basically, and certified it. That's not the Congressional Commission. And now Obama says, oh, he's going to release parts of it. No, the whole thing. We know what's in it. We know about the FBI and defense intelligence whistleblowers that were in Congress. I've interviewed a bunch of them. They know about the NORAD stand down and the hijackers from Saudi Arabia being protected. I've had the head of the embassy on. You know, they were told these guys are CIA. I don't care if it says they're Al-Qaeda. Let them in. They were protected. The Clintons and the Bushes protected them, and they protected them right up to 9/11, and that needs to come out. We're going to break that down. The really big news, memo, CDC officials warned of safety risk, diseases, and immigrant influx. That story's on drudgereport.com, right-hand column. It's at Infowars.com, Adon Salazar article, and it's a sensational memo. We're going to get to that in a moment. Hillary considers all-female ticket by choosing woman as vice president nominee. London Telegraph, UK. Isn't that just special? Yeah, the stunt of, you know, we've had the black guy, now it's the woman, isn't about who's qualified, isn't about who's a constitutionalist. No, no, no. It's about who is a woman. And in case Donald Trump or somebody nominates a VP woman, why, she wants to be all women. I'd go for two women if it was a, and I'm not saying Michelle Bachmann or a you know, another person is perfect, like Sarah Palin, but they're better than Hillary and whoever she's going to pick. Maybe Hillary will pick her girlfriend or her chief of staff or whatever. So it's just all about total mindless stunts. Hey, look, I'm a woman. I love you. Oh, yeah. But she covered up all the rapes, of course, and the rest of it that her husband was involved in. Very well known. So that's coming up as well. That's just some of what's coming up of a big science and technology stack. But since I mentioned this, let's get to this. Let's get to this right now. Remember, back in 2000, and it was reported on 2002, ABC News got the memos, and to their credit, actually published it, where the head of the CDC and this whole boardroom of top execs of the Centers for Disease Control was meeting and said, look, we've got millions of kids with autism directly linked in a bunch of our own studies to the vaccines causing some type of autoimmune response in the brain and the gut. I won't give this to my grandkids. We got to warn our kids not to take it. But if we tell the public, they're going to revolt. We've got to get the heads of industry in and clean these things up. Now, you can just type in CDC, you know, secret meeting 2000, ABC News. It'll come up. The reason I mention that is here's another one. But this is on diseases. Now, folks, they have drug-resistant and drug-immune TB in Latin America and in Pakistan in places. They've got it in Brazil, Nicaragua, El Salvador, places in India that no drug will treat and that you get locked up for years until they, quote, find some drug. And the drugs are so toxic they'll eat your liver half the time. I mean, they got antibiotics out there. They're so deadly, it's just over the top. It's almost like chemotherapy. Yeah, it'll kill the TB. It'll also kill you. So, memo, CDC officials warned of safety risk diseases among immigrant influx. Now, listen, this is from the CDC internal high-level email that Judicial Watch superstars with their lawsuits got via a FOIA lawsuit. We might as well plan on many of the kids having TB, reads a redacted 2014 CDC email. Imagine what they redacted if this was in there. An internal memo circulated within the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in 2014 shows the agency was well aware of many illegal alien minors and young adults entering the U.S. harbored communicable diseases. Yeah, you go to jail, they test you for TB. They do the antibody test. And then they isolate you if you have it, but not your public school, because that'd be politically incorrect. And, of course, you can type in tuberculosis explodes in U.S. school children, CDC, and pull those articles up. In a memo obtained by the government watchdog Judicial Watch following a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security over a Freedom of Information Act request, a high-level government official urged employees to assume a large number of detained undocumented children at the southwest border had tuberculosis. We might as well plan on many of the kids having TB, reads a redacted 2016 email from the Centers for Disease Control. Environmental health specialist Alaric C. Denton to Indiana Health Services Industrial Hygiene and Safety Management Board. Denton's email also spoke to the overwhelming, the close quote, scope of health efforts, as well as he warned employees to be wary of personal safety, as many UACs, that's the undocumented, were not children but young adults. And then it goes on to protect yourselves, you know, wear a mask, whatever. But don't tell the schools that you integrate them into. Like Anderson High, my alma mater, 231 Syrian refugees, children. We're told it's only a few thousand nationwide. Bull, it's thousands in Austin alone. And I checked, they don't even test them, nothing. They just bring them in. They don't even know what planet they're on. Just hacking and coughing all over the place. But it's okay. It's okay. Because we're politically correct now. We're putting in bathrooms.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It was more than 100 years ago now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Some people try to spin this broadcast and say it's gloom and doom, it's negative. No, it's very positive to talk about the engine of free market and human freedom and what we can do together. It's also very positive to expose what's rotten, what's bad, what's threatening our freedoms. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And the system wants us all chasing our tails, fighting with each other, men fighting with women, people fighting over what skin color they are, people obsessing over political correctness, while the robber barons run around establishing a private, above-the-law, corporate world government with diplomatic immunity, strip mining free humanity. That's what's happening. Strip mining free humanity. And what's crazy is, this isn't my opinion. I've made films like Endgame. I've written books like Descent into Tyranny. Both the book and the film are free online. have the quotes from the big think tanks, shots of the books, written by world leaders where they admit all this. That's the thing. Modern liberalism is meant to break up the family, make people totally dependent on the state, and poor and dumbed down. I remember reading a National Banking Association newsletter that went out in 1898. I remember covering it years ago. It's in several famous books, you know, shots of it. It's only 5 or 6 pages long, and it talks about Americans are responsible for most of the inventions. We have the highest literacy rate in the world now. Americans make politics a sport. They're obsessed with it. They are defeating our railroads. They're defeating our land takeovers. The robber barons were getting their butt kicked. And they said, we're going to come out with national education. We're going to make it be something that is seen as a royalty, as a letter of mark, as a status symbol. And we're going to have all these different, you know, the theater and the fictional press. We're going to finance, using British technologies, they write about it, systems already used in England, to basically make it cool to be a slave. You try to read a newspaper from 115 years ago, I can hardly read it. Try to read a newspaper from 200 years ago, it's amazing how big the vocabulary is, how complex it is, how there might be 5-6 newspapers per city battling it out over different perspectives. And things weren't perfect, but it was true wild, wild west. Now it's just this drone system with a bunch of dependent people who want to have their bones earned, who want to go out and be warriors. But we're told men aren't warriors now. No, no, no. You become a warrior watching Beyonce at the Super Bowl. Can't get more establishment than that. That's what they want you to see, all pre-approved. And on MTV with Beyonce running around burning things down, blowing things up, and attacking because she hates men and police. And then you watch almost every other show. Award show, music show, movie show. It's nothing but cultural war. This is an admitted weapon to screw everybody up. And then meanwhile, they want DNA testing for anyone to go to Kuwait. Just to fly in, they take your blood and put it in a database, face scan you, thumbprint you. Mexico gives you 1 year to 6 months hard labor and tortures you if you're caught illegally in the country. That's the London Guardian. We have some of the most lenient laws in this country when it comes to letting people live the way they want to live. And I'm an extremely libertarian person, but some of them go too far. Because now these groups are targeting kids and trying to get into the schools. I don't care if it's heterosexual, homosexual, what it is. But almost every Arab country and Muslim country executes you if you are a homosexual. But see, quote, gay people in this country are so programmed on average that they don't care if people are chopping their heads off. They don't care if the British government or U.S. government doesn't do a travel advisory to those countries. They want to talk about Louisiana or North Carolina because it says Christians can refuse service of somebody they don't want to bake a cake. Give me a break. It's all just a stunt to turn people against each other. And let me tell you the big secret of all the transgender stuff they're pushing in schools. When they make transgenders bathrooms and they make everything from the third grade on about brainwashing kids about what gender they want to be, it's like the rollout of the automobile or the rollout of swimming pools. 100 years ago, there weren't any swimming pools in people's houses. 100 years ago, there were hardly any cars. And I'm not saying swimming pools and cars are bad. It's an innovation. But you roll them out, they get popularized, people start thinking about it, you start getting a cement pond, like the Beverly Hillbillies talk about. Well, we don't get cement ponds anymore. We don't get innovation. We don't have elites anymore that want us to get paid enough at work to buy one of their cars. We have a post-industrial world, a post-population world, where they don't want families or populations. They want negative growth. This is the admitted cosmology of Agenda 21. This is the eugenic system, worldwide, by UNESCO, on record, under international treaty. But I'm telling you, it's fact. It is meant to force the culture to obsess on not knowing your sex, not knowing who you are. As chemicals are added in utero to fetuses that change the biological development of the brain and, in many cases, the sexual organs. And you can look up Pentagon planned gay bomb. You can look up Aldous Huxley, Julian Huxley, the plan to make hermaphrodites. First they're going to push the homosexual revolution, then the trans revolution, then the asexual revolution. It's going to get so confusing that they just say everybody is nothing. And that's what they now admit. Let's just be nothing. We'll all use one bathroom, one shower, because you're not allowed your identity. You can't use the word mother or father, he or she, because it hurts someone. That is so profound to say you can't be a male or you can't be a female. And that's liberalism. That's liberalism. To say, you can't be a man, you can't be a female, you can't say he or she. And I remember I covered this 5 years ago when only some colleges and high schools were doing it. People said, that'll never happen here, what was happening in Europe. Now, almost every high school in the U.S., and now it's going down to elementary school, just like it started 20 years ago with one school banning dodgeball, then they all ban dodgeball. It's all UNESCO, UN treaty, the UN comes up with it, then we implement it. Isn't it the UN runs us? It's that the globalists, the robber barons, the Rockefellers, created the UN on record, created it to set this up, then they transfer our power to it, and then it dictates back to us. Like TPP, like NAU. They now admit today that they are merging the European Union with the Atlantic Agreement with the North American Union. Obama has been in England and says, don't leave the EU or your trade deals with the U.S. are over. And threatened the UK and said, we already have a trade deal. You can't leave. You already have one with us. Asian Union, European Union, American Union, all three unions. This is official. This is global governance, UN. This was in the newspapers in the 50s, this plan. It's here. Three mega unions under treaties tied to each other. And the three unions all have three jurisdictions. Three unions with the sub-unions, that is nine unions with a governmental final 10th union. You're like, wow, I heard about that in Revelation. Yeah, either it's true and it's happening or they took it as a model. Three super regions with 10 regions, nine of them physical regions, one of them a political super region, the 10th horn, the little horn. Wow, heavy, man. Heavy, heavy, heavy. All happening. The Pope announcing global government. Huge newspapers announcing we're all going to get chips to get prescriptions now. You'll have to have a chip. It's, my dad's a physician. He went for continued medical training and was there with his mouth hanging open when he said, within a few years, you'll have to have a chip to get your prescription. It's coming. It's here. The churches won't warn you. They've been bought and paid for under the World Council of Churches. Look up who set that up. The Rockefellers again. The robber barons 100 years ago. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Divide and conquer, taking on the next level. That's what the New World Order's up to. And while the big mega banks are above the law and exempt themselves from everything they put on our backs, they teach us how to not discriminate. Don't use the word mother or father, boy or girl, he or she. If they've already gotten to that point, what do you think is coming next? Well, it's like MSNBC says, we got to get past the point of believing in parents. The state raises the children now. But meanwhile, the left won't criticize radical Islam that's taking over Islam and the 5 million plus immigrants, illegals, I'm supposed to use the word illegal, brought into Europe. But I guess the last few years it hadn't been illegal because Merkel and Hollande advertised for them to come in. And then when they came in, did their TB and their hepatitis, no one's tested. Why they're given jobs, or old Germans or French are thrown out of their places and they're given government housing. That's all in the news. And the illegals in this country are allowed to come here and are legalized or not even tested for disease. Oh, but you've got to take all your vaccines to make sure everybody's safe, even though those vaccines don't protect you from what the illegals are bringing in. It's all about you putting in your body what the government says when it says. Never mind, our government's been caught in thousands of declassified lethal studies, nerve gassing, microwaving, radiating little children. And if you didn't know about those, you might just look up Atomic Energy Agency, secret testing, declassified stuff like that. U.S. troops tested on lethal programs, Project Shad, or both you know about Tuskegee, 45 years of blacks being secretly injected with syphilis, so they'd go spread it in their communities. But what's wrong with a brain-eating microscopic worm? It's Lyme's disease of the brain. What's wrong with that? Let's trust this government. I'm sure they're a lot nicer now. 1 in 30,000 had autism 35 years ago, 30 years ago. Now it's 1 in 58, 1 in 57. CDC's own 15-year-old whistleblower document, the head of the CDC with the research, they know what it's doing. They know. Roll up your sleeve and take your shot. They love you. How a now retracted autism study went viral again, and then they've got more articles out trying to attack Dr. Wakefield, who's been totally vindicated, claiming, oh, there's no problems, even though the inserts of the vaccine say they can kill you. But let's go further now. Let's get into it. So, memo, CDC officials warned of safety risks, diseases, and immigrant influx, things like drug-resistant TB, hepatitis A, B, and C, and all sorts of other third-world things like leprosy that's making a comeback here in the United States. In fact, they say it's like epic level now in Florida, but big deal. It's something that eats your face off, you know. Go out and get leprosy to be in solidarity. Report, children of refugees get more federal benefits than poor U.S. kids. Well, they got to have some way to get them here. America loves kids, but Uncle Sam is a favorite. Children of refugees. Oh, yeah, Uncle Sam, really. Who is Uncle Sam? Foreign-run federal government? Among recipients of food stamps, welfare cash, and Social Security payments, refugee children receive more taxpayer-funded aid than children of citizens, according to a new report by the Federal Spending and Pro-Immigration Migrant Policy Institute. They're just fighting over getting more. You see, it's all an incentive to get people here. Of course, once you're already born here, they don't care about you. They aren't going to try to help you out. Here's another one. I want to play the audio of this. This is up on Infowars.com, Gateway Pundit article. Muslim migrants in Germany chant Adolf Hitler, who in a lot of Arab countries has like an 80% approval rating. He's like a superstar over there. You didn't know Hitler in most Muslim countries is like one of the most popular people? Seriously, look it up. I'm like, well, but that's okay with the left because, you know, that's another Hitler. Muslim migrants in Germany chant Adolf Hitler and Allah Akbar. Adolf Hitler, Allah Akbar. And a Syrian flag. With images of AK-47s on their necks saying Free Palestine. And I'm not against Palestine or the Palestinians or anybody. The point is, you don't bring in 5 million of the military-age men, almost all of them military-age men, most of them were fighters, as some weird leftist time bomb op. I mean, look, Hillary Clinton on record is the commander of ISIS. It was Al-Qaeda. That's all ISIS is. It attacked in Benghazi. They shipped the weapons. I told you a week after it happened exactly what happened. It's now been all admitted. Again, we're right again, folks, because we got the sources. And because I'm crazy enough to go with the info high-level folks give me. Nobody else really will. More folks are nowadays. It's good to have some companies. It's not as dangerous. Because, look, I'm not looking to be the number one guy doing all this. I just keep stepping up to the plate. So they advertise invade Syria. For years, the West attacks. The Russians go defeat them. So Turkey says, okay, come through here to Europe. They come into Europe, and they run around chanting Adolf Hitler, Allah Akbar, raping and killing. And then the Germans, the Swiss, the Dutch, the French, just a whole bunch of other countries, Sweden, makes it against the law for them to put in the news that it was a Muslim that rapes or kills. That's in the news. Hillary urges Britain to remain in the European Union. That's right. She's joined the bandwagon, this is London Guardian, with Obama saying, listen, don't have the BRICS exit. Don't leave the EU, even though they now make 90%+ of your laws and the EU bureaucracy is unelected. It's okay. You need to let them keep running things or we will pull out of our treaties with you. And Obama goes on to say, because we're in a treaty with the EU that you're in. We've already merged in the Atlantic Treaty that his predecessor, Mr. Cameron's predecessor, signed on to. So there you go. open world government, just like the Pope and the communist Chinese tell us we can't have Donald Trump. Our president and would-be new president, Hillary, are weighing in bullying. And here's an article. This is, what is this, out of Reuters? Obama tells British youth, don't pull back from the world. See, you're pulling back when you don't let unelected multinational corporations that loot through the EU make all your laws and appoint your leaders. Isn't that just special? Isn't that just cute? U.S. President Obama implored young British people on Saturday not to pull back from the world a day after sparking a row or fight by bluntly telling Britain it should remain in the European Union to preserve its remaining global clout. And the true liberal mayor of London, I mean, he's liberal, folks, has come out and said, we should get out of this. It's tyranny. We're losing our sovereignty. This is global colonialism by megabanks. I'm starting to become a fan of this guy. What happens when the real left emerges? Who are for, you know, social stuff liberal and even taxes, you know, want high tax on the rich, which I'm not endorsing, but still I could live with that. He just doesn't want to destroy the country and sign it over to multinationals. In fact, we have the clip. We probably should play it. Boris Johnson rages at ridiculous and weird Obama extraordinary statement to mock president over his threat to hold back trade deal in devastating intervention. Boris Johnson has launched an astonishing attack on Obama's ridiculous and weird arguments for Britain to stay in the EU. In an outspoken assault last night, the London mayor mocked the U.S. president. In fact, we have that video. Oh, okay, well, we have one of them defending the mocking. In an outspoken assault last night, the London mayor mocked the U.S. president's controversial claim that the Anglo-U.S. trade deal would be hit by the BRICS exit. And he stepped up his war of words over Winston Churchill, claiming that the wartime leader and the U.S. both stood for democracy and that the EU didn't. Yes, Lord Monckton and Nigel Farage, the heads of UKIP, we had them on 10 years ago. Nobody knew what UKIP was. Fastest growing party in Europe, fastest growing party in the UK. It's like Libertarian, Alex Jones party. And they are taking over. And so even the left now is saying, wait a minute, 90% of our laws plus are made by the EU and it's unelected. The EU Parliament is elected but has no power. I mean, look, you start talking about this, it's game over. This is appointed government. TPP merges the NAU, the EU, and the Asia Pacific unions together. We're going to open the phones up, folks. Next hour, we're taking your phone calls on all these issues, on the campaign, on what's unfolding, on the cultural assault on the family, all of it. 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Different number on Sundays. 877-789-2539. It's first-time callers in the first round. Let me add that. 877-789-ALEX. Oh, don't forget InfoWarsStore.com with the books, the videos, the new Make America Free Again hats, and so much more. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more, and 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket site. Or call toll-free to support the broadcast and get great products. 888-253-3139. Your funding of the InfoWar is absolutely essential, and I want to thank all of you for support. Second hour straight ahead. Tell folks to tune in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.